Welcome back to Spotlighting the Pride. I'm Jesus Flores. Today I'm talking to Brianna Harris, who some of you might recognize from her dominant play on the hardwood floor for the Texas A&M University Commerce women's basketball team. Okay, Bri, let's start off by letting us know where you're from.
I'm from Arlington, Texas. I went to a high school, Mansfield Summit. It used to be Mansfield, one of the top teams, won like 5 state rings in a row before it switched to Summit, and then I won one my junior year.
You've obviously been playing for a long time, and you've gotten very good. How did you discover that basketball was your passion?
I really didn't try all the sports. Like, you know how kids play soccer and stuff, but I didn't. I just played basketball and volleyball. Those were my 2 sports, and I like basketball the most. And plus, my mom, she worked at the Boys and Girls Club, so it kind of helped out a lot. So I was just in there all the time.
And here you are now as one of the best players on our team. So growing up, what did you have a problem with as far as technique?
Layups and ball handling. I didn't learn how to make a layup until my 8th grade year in middle school. I know, it's sad. I never could get my feet right.
I hear you there. To this day, I can't get my feet right. Might be why I'm in radio. So, who do you model your game after?
My idol is Kevin Garnett. That's who I love, like, I look up to, because I love the way he plays and his energy, his desire for the game all around. Kevin Garnett. That's what I want to play like, be like, every time I go on the court.
Kevin Garnett is definitely a good player to emulate. And now people know why you bring that fire, that desire every night. But along with that desire, Kevin Garnett is a leader on the court. How important is leadership to you?
To be a leader, it's a lot of responsibility, because you have 12, 13 other girls looking up to you. When the team's out of whack, you have to be the one to get it back in shape. Or if you're not having a bad game, you got to pick yourself up. Or if one of your teammates not having a bad game, you got to pick them up and carry the team on your back. In a tough situation, you got to carry them on your back. And not just give up when everything's going bad. You got to be the positive enforcer on that role.
Looking at it now, Brianna Harris and A&M Commerce seem to be a match made in heaven, but that wasn't always the case.
When I had seen Coach Anderson, I was at AAU practice in the summertime, and she wasn't even there for me. She was there for one of my teammates. And Coach Anderson just happened to see me, and I wasn't signed yet in the summertime. So she's like, well, do you want to come try out? And I was like, sure. But then the school year went by, and then I started getting more looks during the school year. So I was just like, So I ended up picking another school, but then I didn't like my other school, so I came right back here, Commerce.
Good luck in the playoffs, Brianna. We're rooting for you. This has been Spotlighting the Pride. I'm Jesus Flores on your station, 88.9 KETR.